Back now with Day to Day. The Detroit Red Wings hockey team has its good luck charm back, an octopus. People used to throw octopuses onto the ice before playoff games. League officials banned that practice. Joining us is the Red Wings building manager. His name is Al Sobotka. Al Sobotka, how did this tradition come about in the first place, throw an octopus on the ice?
Well, it started back in 1952 by these guys that owned a fish market here in Detroit, Pete and Joe Cusimano. And they came about it somehow. I don't know. They can't remember what happened, but a thought came to their heads with the octopus with the eight tentacles, meaning back then it only took eight games to win the Stanley Cup. So when the playoffs started one year in 52, they brought an octopus to the old Olympia Stadium, and the Wings were in the playoffs, and one of them hurled one out to the ice. But actually, the tradition is you only throw an octopus out after a goal is scored.
The practice,
and before, you know, just to get things rolling. So
right, for a good time.
Right.
So the practice got banned by league officials because, what, too many octopuses on the ice? Or
no, they said it's a matter of the octopus, you know, matter falling off the octopus or something, and that's what the explanation was. But
if you skated over an octopus, it might be...
Well, not an octopus, just what falls off of it, they say.
Oh.
You know, not a whole octopus. You can't have it out there.
Oh, yeah.
We go out and pick them up right away with skaters, or if it's close enough, I would get it. I started a tradition of twirling it over my head in the early 90s and been doing it ever since, and just crowd gets all riled up, and everyone loves it, all the networks. And
then that practice got banned as well. I guess they were...
This is the practice that they wanted to ban from even me touching the octopus, even near the gate. If someone else brought it to me, then I wasn't allowed in Game 2 of the Colorado series because I twirled it over my head right off the ice in the Zamboni entrance where I am always. And the second game, they banned that, and then when this round started, they loosened up a bit, I'd say, and let me do it in the gate.
So you drive the Zamboni machine, is that right?
Yes, I'm the building operations manager. I take care of the ice also and barbecue for the players and things like that.
So you stand down now in front of the Zamboni machine, and you're now, the league says, okay, you can twirl the octopus over your head right there.
Yes, in the Zamboni entrance.
Well, is that going to be enough for Red Wings fans?
Well, we're working on NHL. Hopefully, maybe they can loosen up the leash a little more, you know? It's just a tradition that we've had for 56 years.
Yeah.
And how do you take that away, really?
So what about this compromise? What do you think? It's not like throwing it on the ice. It's not even like you're standing out in front of the crowd and twirling it over your head. It's just...
I like the ice area myself better, but, you know, we do a little bit in a gate and a few times a game. Depends how many are thrown out there. Usually, you know, one or two during a game, and that's it.
Yeah.
Fans have been very good about obeying the rule here.
All right. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Red Wings building manager and Zamboni driver Al Sobotka, who twirls an octopus before the playoff games in Detroit.
Octopus twirling and a barbecuer.
And a barbecuer.
I do great barbecues.
A man of many talents. Al,
that's
thank
right.
you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.